$100,000 annually. I think the budget next week, you'll see our income being close to $250,000 in rent.
Good. Mr. Izzo.
We're getting there.
Good morning. I have two items on my agenda this morning. The first is rather straightforward, involves the completion of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. You may recall that back in March, we actually finished the physical construction of Oak Orchard, and on April 1st, we allowed the connections to begin, and they are proceeding without incident. However, in the last year, we had four construction contracts that were actually underway. We need to complete some of the paperwork. What I propose to do is pass one motion, which would grant substantial completion to those four active construction contracts. The first with Bearing Construction, that was contract B, the general Oak Orchard area. Second, George and Lynch, which was Oak Orchard contract C. They completed the two pumping stations, both of which are underway and operating. Oak Orchard D was with Metra Industries. Excuse me, I said Bearing. Bearing was in the Riverdale area, not Oak Orchard. Metra, which was contract D, they actually had what we referred to as downtown Oak Orchard. And they are finishing up the paving, or have finished up the paving as we speak. And then finally, Oak Orchard E, which is the Frames Point area. It was that little tail down River Road towards Frames Point. And that actually was completed early, also in March, and we allowed those folks to begin connecting. So if there aren't any questions, I have one motion that I'll read for all four contracts. Be it based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Cave Associates, Inc., and the engineering department, that substantial completion be granted to the following contracts for the construction of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. For Oak Orchard B, Bearing Construction, the effective date is March 6, 2006. Oak Orchard C, George and Lynch Incorporated, was effective March 22, 2006. Oak Orchard D with Metra Industries was effective March 6, 2006. And Oak Orchard E, again with Metra Industries, was effective March 22, 2006. And further, that any held retainage be released pending the completion of any outstanding punch list and warranty items.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion read by Mr. Izzo. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, Mr. Izzo.
I have one more.
Yep. Pay attention to the agenda.
I'm just moving on, buddy. We're catching up. Read your motion. We're going to move on.
I explained this to you. We had a slight complication.
Right.
I think Cole's going to be filibustering here, slow it down a little.
Yeah.
Okay. My second item is in regards to the first contract that we have actually let from the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. It's for the Whites Creek Manor subdivision, and also we have a little bit of off-site work on County Road 350. I've handed out the bid results to you. We actually had a good response from our contractors this time. We had 6 different bidders bid. And if you look down at the bottom, my engineer's estimate was $3,572,000. And we had three bidders that were below that. So hopefully that's a sign for the future that we're going to be receiving responsive bids again. The low bidder was Underground Utilities Corporation of Linden, New Jersey. And the complication I need to report to the council today involves that we had a bid protest from Metra Industries of Little Falls, New Jersey. One thing that we do is when we require the contractors to put their bid packages together, they must list the subcontractors that they're going to use for each contract. And in this case, Underground Utilities listed all their subcontractors that we require, because we usually call out the various trades, you know, paving, electrical, surveying. Those are all subcontractors that are common. They listed Ramesh Bhatta as their surveying subcontractor, and then they listed another firm for photography. Now, they actually hand wrote that in. It's not even required for us to put that on the bid form. For some reason, they wrote it in. It's a company out of New Jersey, and the value of the subcontract was only about $5,000. Now, Metra Industries protested the bid on the basis that Ramesh Bhatta and this photography subcontractor did not have a license in the state of Delaware at the date of the bid opening. Well, Ramesh Bhatta has been around for 20 years. They are a Delaware corporation. They live and work in Delaware, so that was a no-brainer. We got a copy of their license, and everything was in proper working order. The other small subcontractor has since acquired their Delaware license, but did not have it on bid day. However, we worked with the county the assistant county attorney. He looked over the bid packages, and he determined that it was pretty much a minor error based upon the value of the contract, $3,200,000, a $5,000 error. Would not be appropriate to throw out all the bids. He believes it's defensible. And since we had such responsive bids in this case, it is our recommendation that we move forward with the bid award to Underground Utilities Corporation.
Yeah, because that $5,000 is not going to make a lot. But it's the gap in between number one and two. That's just
right.
That's just a play on words.
Michael, the topographic, was it required to be one of the subs listed?
It's one that we list, and it's a surveyor, and actually Ramesh Bhatta has been very commonly used by all our contractors.
Right.
So that was not a problem.
Mr. Griffith, do you agree?
I didn't review it, but I don't have a problem with Vince's recommendation.
And I have a letter from Mr. Robertson to that effect.
Okay, read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Whitman, Ruckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department that Sussex County Project Number 05-06, Waits Creek Manor and County Road 350 SOAR be awarded to Underground Utilities Corporation of Linden, New Jersey, at the base bid amount of $3,242,605, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by Mr. Izzo for the Sussex County Project Number 0506, White Creek's Manor and County Route 350 Sewer. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Dukes? My vote is yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, okay.
No questions or to vote? Thank you.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. We're going to get you. You're on the list today, buddy.
No question. Wait,
You had a question, Finley?
No question on the motion.
Yes.
Can't do that.
I was just going to ask Mike, have we used this company
anyway
before? I mean, have you used this?
This is a company we have not worked with before, but we have checked their finances, and we required them to provide references.
You don't ask
checked out their references, and actually got pretty good reports from the municipalities that they work with.
Good. That's cool. Right. All right.
Yeah, it's always a little bit of a gamble.
Okay. That's
cool. Hey, you're out of order.
I
just started talking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to present a motion to you for the Holly Oak proposed suburban community improvement project. It's